Welcome everybody. Today's topic of discussion is hospitality, sales and marketing. In today's day and age, in today's world, marketplace, hospitality organization, their competition is galore. So there's a stress on sales and marketing. But what does a hospitality organization need to be? It needs to be customer-centric. Must deliver value to the target audience. Must deliver what they promise, must be apt in building customers, building relationships, building not just products, must be very skillful in marketing itself, in engineering, not just product engineering, marketing engineering, winning hospitality organizations. Have come to a conclusion, marketing alone cannot do the job alone, cannot do the job. Marketing is just one aspect. I mean, everybody needs to be selling itself. Marketing plays a leading role. It can not only partner in attracting and keeping customers. World's best marketing team can sell anything successfully. Even poorly made products that fail can be sold. That does not mean it can be sold time and time again to the same person again and again. Marketing can only be effective in hospitality organizations in which all departments, all employees, everyone is speaking in unison, everyone goes with one objective, everyone is teamed up, everyone is competitive enough, everyone wants to deliver consumer value, everyone and looks at building relationship with the customer rather than treating him of a transactional nature. McDonald's is an example. It's a fine-tuned delivery system which people go for. It's sold on a fine-tuned system. Quality, service, cleanliness and value. So its food is valuable. Its service is self-service and its quality is any McDonald's you go. The same quality, service is the same, it's food is value, it's fast moving consumer product, yeah, but it is only effective if all partners follow their SOPs, all employees follow the instructions, all franchisees follow the instructions, all suppliers supply the same quality. And they look at their high customer value. They all deliver to create a high customer value. Customers are actually value maximizers. Within their search cost and their knowledge, they want actual value. Look at value from everything. They form expectations. And they compare with everything. They are looking at the expected value which they value, the product which they buy from you. If it's a omelette, it should be fluffy, it should be that. The value of the omelette comes in its taste. And they are comparing it with the omelette they had in a previous hotel. And that affects their satisfaction, dissatisfaction. I'm giving you an example. They evaluate the overall capacity to satisfy someone. He assesses it. It's staying in in-house guest in a hotel. Its value is not only the product, the service, the personnel. Value is the image the buyer perceives from the marketing officer. So I've come to a customer, I've sold him my hotel. So he's going to not only assess my product, my room, the services I provide, the personnel which I have who are going to be servicing him, and I create an image. And then I put a monetary cost to that. So my cost is monetary, my time I'm spending there, my energy which I'm doing, the site. How I'm feeling is associated with the marketing offer which I get. The difference between total customer value and total customer cost or marketing offer is profit to the customer. How much am I profiting by staying with you? Am I getting the level of satisfaction which I am getting? Am I getting the level of feel good which I want? The level of service which I want? That is my profit as a customer. So certain things which I have, this table will give you this, the importance which I lay to it, and the actual performance is what I evaluate, and the gap which is created by it. So if a hotel provides upgrades when available, I lay a 69% importance to it, but the performance I've evaluated is 18.7. So gap in my mind is 50.7. Like that, can you request a specific room? Is the hotel likely to be sold out at the time you normally visit when I'm a regular guest? The hotel uses information from my prior stays. Do they know me? Do they know the customer? Does the staff recognize me when I'm coming back? I aspire values to each of these. Employees' communication and with attitude, or they've got an attitude issue. Do they have a frequent stayer program which allows me to earn points, which gives me a reward to come back? Have they tied up with the credit cards which I have, which gives me points? Is because I'm returning, is my registration process, guest history, my history being recorded or not? Does it value my birthdays, will it give me occasional gifts? Because I am coming as a regular customer, make me feel important. Will give me sometimes a gift basket in the room, or a cake in the room, or a wine bottle in the room. And is the hotel more productive to me? I mean, the guests who stay there, who are value to me, who I'd like to interact with. So that all these considerations are kept in mind. And the performance, actual performance which I see, and the importance which I give to it, and the gap which is measured by every customer. How do you fill that gap? Now, how do you achieve customer loyalty, which is a very important tool of sales and marketing? A loyal customer will provide you with more profits than a one-time visitor. So you have to stay connected with customers. It's very, very important to build an interpersonal relationship with the customer. You have to stay connected to the customer. That's a very strong strategy also for hotels. You have to focus on keeping them happy. You have to focus on making sure that they will choose you over anybody else in your competition. What value benefits can you give the customer? How do you reduce that gap, which we talked about? Are you focusing yourself on drawn-down relationships? You have to develop them. You have to build long-term relationship. You have to look at the customer services which you are providing. Are you involving your customers in your business, which makes them feel important? What is the level of contacts we're keeping with your customers? And what is the quality which you are providing them? The quality of management, the quality of your product. Your product is a given, but the quality of your management, your interpersonal relationships is a very important aspect of making sure you have a good relation with your customer. All marketing activities in general, they involve transactions towards relationship marketing. Relationship marketing is the key most important tool which is used in hospitality business. It is focused on establishing, keeping, and improving relationship with customers. You build a relationship. In order to gain your profits, your goal, to achieve your goals, you require your customer to keep coming back to you. You require to have mutual respect. And you require to deliver on the promises you make to the customer. Ultimately, he's paying you. Are you making them your partner? You need to make them your partner. Long-term relationship with the customer with mutual respect is beneficial to both parties. One is he becomes a loyal customer to you. And for him, it is a familiar place to go to. And he knows what standards he can get and special attentions which he gets. So it keeps them happy. The goal of relationship marketing is always to deliver value. And its level of success is always is with the level of long-term satisfaction of customers. How many times does he return to you? Does he go to your competition? That's how you will measure your success. Usually it's very cost effective to keep existing clients because you're not investing more money trying to get another client to come to you. The market outside is very tough, very down. So it becomes very cost effective and it suits you also because as once the customer is used to you and your staff is used to the customer, you know what the customer requires, you can anticipate their needs, you do not need to start thinking of what of newer methods of, not knowing the needs of the customer and trying to imagine the needs of the customer. You know the needs of the customer. You will now then try and better that. Successful marketers focus on this, on these efforts. Keep learning. They focus on hospitality business of people. Your customer is also a person. The persons are, and you are also a human being. It's an experience. You sell an experience. And when you sell an experience, you've got to ensure that you keep the person engaged in the experience. Make him a part of your hotel. Make him a partner rather than a customer, and he will be always interested in what is happening. And what happens is the hospitality organization now normally forces on attracting new customers. But there should be more attention paid to keeping loyal customers. Loyalty is the name of the game. You can't have 100% loyal customers. But the more loyal customers you have, the more the profit you will make. Because a loyal customer will not go to your competition for a 10 rupee discount or a 100 rupee discount or a 1000 rupees discount. He will stay with you because that perceived value which you give for loyalty, which you offer him, is much more than the discount that another person can. James L. Shaw, ex-VP of Holiday Inn, metaphorically speaks about marketing theory based on bucket system, saying that all marketing activity should be in the context of big bucket, which is like you is also valid for sales, advertising, promotion, more programs, etc., etc., whatever. And which you're filling the bucket up to the top. You fill it up to the top. So, till your bucket stays full. Problem is what? There's only one problem. There's a hole in the bucket. Now, if your business is doing well, you deliver services as promised, you create interpersonal relationships, you cultivate loyalty from your customers and from your staff, the hole is small. Only few customers will go somewhere else. If you are not able to do all these, the hole becomes bigger. There will be more leakage. That means you will need to attract new customers all the time. So that bucket, you have to keep the hole as small as possible. The only way to keep the hole as small as possible is to by cultivating customers, loyalty in customers. You need loyal customers. The process is relationship marketing. What is relationship marketing? Relationship marketing, interpersonal relationship. You can put specific goals, demonstrate competitive advantages through creating higher levels of values for customers. I enter, the domain recognizes me, greets me by name, talk to me by name, ask me if my birthday is today, they know it's my birthday, everyone wishes me. They take me to my room, there's a nice cake for me. It's creating value. You are appreciating your customer. Therefore, you're creating repeated sales. And you're creating consumer loyalty. It's mutual benefit. The guy keeps coming back to you, so he keeps spending money in your organization. It's your organization which keeps investing in him so that he keeps spending more money. So it's mutually benefit for both. It helps the customer in terms of his familiarity, in terms of he loves the place. He's always there. Let's give an example, like I go to a bar. and sat on the bar table, bar counter. The bartender creates a relationship with me, starts talking to me while doing his job. He's considered a counselor normally. So he's creating a value more than the alcohol which I am consuming. So every time I want to go to a bar, instead of finding a new bar, I'll go to the same bar. Creates familiarity, creates that loyalty, gives me higher service levels as a customer in different form, even including improving personal relationship with customers might be performed by following four approaches: offering a higher level of service, like I just gave an example, might be expected in different forms such as transparent reporting on used services, evaluation level of customer satisfaction, easily available trained personnel, consulting services. So it gives me that kind of, a higher level of service. It gives me interpersonal relationship, more intensive contacts with customers, clients. Now, one example was that. The other example is when I've gone. It's my birthday. I get frequent calls from the establishment, wishing me, messages from it. More effective communications with clients. Whenever I enter a hotel, the general manager comes to meet me. Meetings with consumers, it's a small thing. It takes 2 minutes for a person to do. But that gives me importance. That makes me loyal. That creates relationships. The system of feedback information. That gives me feedback. Developing complete total business system in servicing sectors on relationship basis for I'm networking with the customer. I'm calling the customer and saying, we are going to start this food festival. I think you'll enjoy this. Why don't you join us there? I'm building business dependence, business systems. I'm developing social relationship, special invitations, sending birthday gifts, congratulating him on his anniversary. And I'm doing it throughout the organization. It's a collective team effort which builds relationship. Relationship marketing cannot happen only through a marketing person. Marketing manager cannot do relationship marketing. It happens through the entire service staff. It happens to everyone in the hotel. You build a relationship. You have a conversation. Steps, most important steps in relationship marketing for implementation within tourist company should be the following. You identify your key customers. That's a very important aspect. You identify one person to be a relationship manager to every key customer. So that's that person's responsibility to engage the customer at all given points of time. Not to overdo it, but to do it in a particular fashion. You evaluate the clear job description of the person, you assign responsibility. So it becomes that relationship manager. Not to follow the customer everywhere, he's checked into the hotel. No, that's not done. You check in with him at time to time, you invite him for different things, his birthdays, anniversaries, wishes, greetings, sending a gift hamper, all these things. So you create a responsibility for one person. The relationship manager talks to the customer, so he creates an activity plan for the customer. What do you like to do when he comes to stay? Different kind of, suggesting different activities to him. And you define all these aspects. If relationship management is successfully applied, organization can be focused at management of both customer services and product. It is worth to note that majority of hospitality organizations use relationship management marketing. But it is not a success in all situations. Sometimes hotels don't want to develop with a relationship with a certain specific customer. The guy is too irritating. Why is very bossy? Rather not have him because he's disturbing other relationships with your other guests. He's not a so you rather lose him than lose another 20 guests. He's not not desirable for you. So you look at, that's one aspect. So life cycle of a relationship is before the person comes. It's a time of contact with the marketing person or the salesperson, the promises which are established at that point of time. Then during the person's stay, are you fulfilling all the promises? You deliver the promises, create a relationship. And after the transaction, new promises, new promises to build promises, new promises. You keep taking feedback, you make sure he's satisfied, you make sure he comes back. Satisfied customer will recommend you to 10 different people. And he'll become an active customer of yours in the future. So your customer initially who comes in, you have to look at him as a long-term marketing prospect. He becomes your promoter. Your instrument of communication to other potential customers. He gets you more business. Relationship marketing is in tourism is often applied through different forms of strategic alliance. One is the improvement of level of quality of specific tourist hospitality organization at certain tourist destination. Assumes existence of cooperation among specific tourist hospitality organizations. It is important to develop effective communications with customers, tourists before, during and after their visit. With regards to relevant forms of strategic alliances and life cycle concepts or relations with customers, especially for a tour operator, it becomes very important. Successful implementation of relationship marketing is based on principle of modern management of products, services, tourist destinations and consumer demand. Now, especially when it comes to tourist destinations, it's very important you create an itinerary. The person goes to a particular hotel as a tour operator, goes to a particular hotel, you've sent him to destinations to have a look at, depending on the itinerary which you've created. Your tour guides have to be there. What is the interest in purchase? You send him to different shops. So you're building relationships with him with the person. Now, his feedback is important. Why? Because when you're building another itinerary for another guest, you know what improvements are required in every area. Where you've exceeded this, what is his perception. All those aspects are very required. They help in building more relationships. Traditional marketing, which is transactional marketing. You come, you buy a product, you go away. And I don't care whether you come back or not. So that assumes market is the abstract category. And surrounding my customers are just numbers. You become a number. So you just become a number. But this paradigm which takes place in marketing practices. This is a paradigm which takes place. Relationship marketing represents a paradigm shift from a transactional mode. You are focusing on relationship. So at transaction, you are building a relationship. All marketing is a form of transaction. There is a give and take. The person pays you, give him a service. But when you build a relationship, the service becomes more important than just the payment and a one-off aspect. So transactional marketing versus relationship marketing. So transaction marketing is a short-term focus. I am on the highway. It's transactional. Person comes, goes. Neither do I have time to build a relationship, nor do I have the need to build a relationship. But if I am a McDonald's, even if I am on a highway, I need to build a relationship. So it becomes a relationship, long-term relationship, because I have a chain. So the transaction is I, relationship is B. Transaction is basically focused, I'll get 1,000 customers today. Relationship is focused on creating positive relationships, keeping the customer. If I get 1,000, I want to retain 500. So manipulation for transactional is I have to sell. Mereko bechne ka hai. Kuch bhi karunga bechne ke liye to sell. When you when I mean the motivation for relationship transactions, relationship marketing is, I'm giving you an experience. You have to come back. You have to you would want to keep experiencing the experience which I'm giving you. I'm building a partnership with you. I'm not stressing on the conflicts. I'm just building a partnership with you. I want to build a long-term relationship with you. I want to know you. It should not matter. Transaction marketing, it does not matter who you are. But in relationship marketing, it matters to me who you are. It matters to me because you matter to me. That is what relationship marketing is. You have to take customer satisfaction. You have to be very clear on the satisfaction levels which you achieve. You have to have a complaint and satisfaction system. You have to constantly do customer surveys. You have to regularly do surveys. You have to track the customer's expectations. See how they perceive your company. Measure in terms of your customer satisfaction with vis-a-vis the satisfaction which the competition is giving. So if a customer is pleased to find that, you may be pleased to find that 80% of your customers are satisfied. However, your competition is 90% satisfied. Their customers are satisfied. That means what? You got a bigger hole than your competition. You got to fulfill that hole. You have to monitor both. It doesn't work in a vacuum. Because as a hospitality organization, the number of people who are going to the hotels will remain the same. So more people are satisfied with you, more people will come back to you. Less people are satisfied with you, you will lose 20% in this case. And they will lose 10%. So your competition doing better than you has got a better track record than you. So you have to track your customer vis-a-vis your competition. You don't live in a vacuum. You're not alone. For customer-centric hospitality organizations, customer satisfaction is not only the goal, it's the only factor in the success. A satisfied customer is a customer for life. A non-satisfied customer is never come back to you. The more the satisfied customers you have, the better your organization will do. Hospitality organizations, highly satisfied customers produce more business. They give many benefits to the company. Hospitality organizations should contact customers. They should contact, they should talk to customers who have not stopped coming back to you. Loyalty can also switch. So if a customer comes to you for 4-5 times, and something goes wrong in the last visit, they may switch to a competition if it's not addressed. So unless you know what's wrong, you will not know why they moved to your competition. So you should contact them regularly. Keep in touch with them. Find out why they went. See why you lost that customer. Try and regain that customer through your relationship management. Talk to the customer. Customer satisfaction versus customer loyalty. Now, there's no versus there. But it's versus. Customer satisfaction measure, how well a customer's expectations are met. If customers are satisfied, yes. If you met their expectations, customers are going to be satisfied. If their expectations are exceeded, then they are extremely satisfied. So that is what customer satisfaction is. What is loyalty? Loyalty is if the customer is willing to come back to you, willing to be your partner in the journey. How likely is he willing to return? And if he is returning, he starts becoming loyal. But to get loyalty, you have to have him satisfied first. So they go hand in hand also. So there are many reasons why a satisfied customer may not become a loyal customer. One, he is not from this area, it's a one-off visit, so he may not come back. There are some who say, I bet they are satisfied, then let me try something, you know. Let me try a different place. Some say that, you know, I'm so satisfied there, but I'm getting the same or similar product at a cheaper price. So I'd go there. But every customer expects to be satisfied. Otherwise, they'll not make the purchase. Now, there are five different types of relationships that you can form with customers. Basic. Company sells the product, but does not follow in any way. That's a basic transactional. You came, you sold the product, there's no follow-up. Basic. Then you have the reactive one. You sold the product, but you give them a phone number, saying that, okay, if you're not satisfied, call me. Or if you have any questions, call me. You're being reactive. Now, how are you being accountable to your customers? When you're constantly talking to them. In a short span of time, you're taking feedback. You're checking them, is everything okay? Would you like something else? You're answering the questions before they're asking the questions. You're taking the suggestions for product improvement, for service improvement. You're looking at any specific disappointments they may have, finding solutions. That's what you're doing.